Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.
Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
Good morning, I'm Jimmy Rosari. The South Bend Cubs begin a week-long homestand against Quad Cities tonight at Four Winds Field. The Cubs beat Quad Cities on opening day, but since that point, the two teams have gone in opposite directions. Quad Cities is a league-best 11-4 and have won 9 of their last 10 games. South Bend is 4-11 but is coming off the season finale win over the Beloit Skycarp this past weekend. You can hear the game tonight starting at 6:45 on Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
The Tigers come in at 12-10. That ball is cranked to left field. Rosarena back at the track, and he can only watch it fly. Mark Canna with cannon fire for a 1-0 lead.
Audio from Bally Sports Detroit. Tarik Skubal struck out 9 over 6 scoreless innings. Mark Canna and Parker Meadows homered, and the Detroit Tigers beat the Tampa Bay Rays 7-1 last night. The Tigers improved to 9-3 on the road this season. Max Kepler had 2 hits and 3 RBIs in his return from the injured list, and the Minnesota Twins beat the Chicago White Sox 7-0. Blanked for the 8th time this season and once in each series, Chicago has lost 10 of 11. The White Sox fell to 3-19, the worst record in the majors. Yet another unfair labor practice complaint has been filed with the National Labor Relations Board, this time against Notre Dame. Michael Sue, co-founder of the College Basketball Players Association, filed his most recent complaint Thursday, asserting that it's an unfair labor practice to call Notre Dame's athletes student athletes instead of employees. The most recent filing comes at a time when legal experts believe the industry is on a slow march towards an employee model in college sports. The Chicago Bears are set to unveil plans for a new lakefront stadium at a news conference at Soldier Field tomorrow. The team has released few details, but said the plan will lay out a state-of-the-art enclosed stadium that will also feature additional open green space on the museum campus with access to the lakefront. The announcement will come just a day before the NFL draft, in which the Bears have the number one pick. You'll be able to hear the first round of the NFL draft Thursday night starting at 7 o'clock on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Just last week, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson noted that the city's talks with the team seemed to be headed in the right direction. Money remains a big question, though. The Bears are planning on a publicly owned stadium, and the team had previously said it would contribute $2 billion. Colts owner Jim Irsay, who's been out of the public view for months, said he's gearing up for the NFL draft even while recovering from what authorities described as a suspected overdose and other health issues. Irsay said in a phone interview with ESPN that his current challenge is rehabilitating from major surgery on his lower back area that has severely limited his mobility and will keep him from being in the Colts draft room later this week. Irsay was hospitalized on December 8th after emergency responders were called to his home because he was found unresponsive and with a weak pulse. Then, on January 9th, after fielding questions about his whereabouts, the Colts said Irsay was being treated for a severe respiratory illness. Former Atlanta Falcons and Indianapolis Colts quarterback Matt Ryan announced his retirement yesterday, officially ending the career of one of the most durable and consistent players of his generation. Ryan made the announcement in a video statement posted to social media by the Falcons. Last season, he became an in-game analyst for CBS Sports. The New York Jets, who thought they had the quarterback position locked up for more than a decade when they drafted Zach Wilson with the number 2 pick in 2021, traded him to the Denver Broncos yesterday. The Jets will receive a 6th-round selection at number 203 in this week's NFL draft from the Broncos. The Broncos, in addition to Wilson, will get a 7th-rounder at 256. The Jets and Broncos are splitting the $5.5 million Wilson is due this season, with each team paying $2.75 million. The Knicks, Cavaliers, and Nuggets all went up 2-0 in their first-round NBA playoff series. New York beat Philadelphia 104-101. Cleveland topped Orlando 96-86.
Murray makes a move.
Audio from TNT, Denver's Jamal Murray hit the game winner at the buzzer to beat the Lakers 101-99. Tonight's game twos include Phoenix at Minnesota at 7:30 on TNT. The Pacers are in Milwaukee at 8:30 on NBA TV. Dallas is at the LA Clippers at 10 o'clock on TNT. In the NHL, Toronto evened their series against Boston at a game apiece with a 3-2 win last night. Carolina is up 2-0 on the Islanders after winning 5-3. Vegas took game one against the West top seed Dallas 4-3. Edmonton beat Los Angeles 7-4 in that series opener. Caitlin Clark shattered record after record during her captivating run in women's college basketball. Clark's jersey sales are doing the same thing. Clark jerseys have flown off the shelves at a blistering rate. Within a day of being selected by the Indiana Fever first overall in the 2024 WNBA draft last week, Clark's Fever jersey became the top-earning jersey ever for a draft pick. But Clark's jersey sales aren't just destroying records among her female peers. According to the New York Daily News' Dick Weiss, Clark sold more jerseys in a single day than the entire Dallas Cowboys roster last NFL season.
Cloudy skies today with off and on chances of rain, especially middle part of the day with a high of 60. I'm WSBT 22 Chief Meteorologist Carrie Pujol.
Hey everyone, Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.